LA School Diversity, Celebrate Transgenderism, Criticize Thanksgiving. By Spencer Lindquist on November 29, 2022. The Los Angeles Unified School District, LAUSD, wants kids to celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility but not Thanksgiving. A memorandum from the LAUSD lists all of the different holidays recognized in the school district. The list includes multiple faux holidays that promote transgenderism. Meanwhile, the district has produced a lesson on Thanksgiving that denigrates the celebration and promotes an alternative holiday. One such holiday is the Transgender Day of Visibility, which is described as an international day of transgender celebration through stories of excellence, contributions, and resiliency. The annual faux holiday takes place on March 31st. An Instagram post from the district encourages elementary school teachers to read a book with the trans or non-binary characters and to have your students' color pages to learn more about transgender and non-binary trailblazers and activists. There's also National Coming Out Day on October 11th. The day is described as an international event established in 1987 to promote the vision of a world where lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals could live truthfully and openly. There's also National Coming Out Day on October 11th. The day is described as an international event established in 1987 to promote the vision of a world where lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals could live truthfully and openly. April 14th is noted as the Day of Silence, where students are encouraged to take a vow of silence to bring attention to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender name-calling, bullying, and harassment. Meanwhile, the month of October is denoted as LGBT History Month. June is noted as Rainbow Book Month, which is described as the American Library Association's celebration of authors and writings that reflect the lives and experiences of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, pansexual, genderqueer, queer, intersex, agender, and asexual community. But in addition to promoting faux holidays that promote woke social aims, LAUSD has also denigrated Thanksgiving. One lesson about Thanksgiving created by the District Human Resources, Diversity, and Equity Division directs students to a website where they can look up whose land you are on. It also says that LAUSD headquarters is on Chumash, Tongva, and Kis land. It also includes a video from Teen Vogue called Native American Girls Describe the Real History Behind Thanksgiving. The video claims that the true story of Thanksgiving is that after every killing of a whole village, these European settlers celebrated it and then called it Thanksgiving. Those who celebrate Thanksgiving are celebrating the deaths of many people, the video claims. The presentation even encourages people to celebrate an alternative holiday to Thanksgiving held on the same day called the National Day of Mourning, which hopes to educate folks about the true history of the colonization of America and end the national myth. LAUSD has made a concerted effort to expose children to transgenderism and gender ideology beyond simply promoting faux holidays. Breitbart News revealed that the district worked with leftist organizations to promote transgenderism in the classroom. An organization called Open Books donated pro-trans books to the district, allowing them to furnish their classrooms and libraries with the politically motivated literature. It was previously revealed that the district hosted the Rainbow Club, which was described as a virtual club for LGBTQ+ elementary school students, their friends, and their grown-ups. Another program was called the Middle School Trans and Gender Nonbinary Group. The school district also published presentations that pushed leftist gender theory, including one that discussed the two-spirit sexual identity. The presentation, which was intended for children, claimed that the two-spirit identity has survived centuries of colonial violence and prejudice. Other presentations have names like queering culture and LGBT etiquette. One focused on privilege and intersectionality and was titled Privilege 101. The district's Human Relations, Diversity and Equity Office also made an Instagram post detailing how to be a better ally during Trans Awareness Week, encouraging people to support all gender restrooms, put your pronouns in your bio, and challenge anti-transgender remarks or jokes in public spaces. LAUSD has also pushed critical race theory despite publishing a presentation that claimed the theory is not taught in schools. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQSD and reach out at SlineQuist@Breitbart.com.